WCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV, Asheville, North Carolina, and promotion of amateur radio. This net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? No, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. Let's see, tonight, today I just got my internet turned back on, so I can check the pre-net check-ins as well as Echo Link, so we'll get those two checked in before we move to the RF section. So stand by and let's check with the pre-net check-ins. First, with the pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome W2AMD, that is Andrew in Simpsonville, and then K4XMR, that is Mel in Prosperity. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4ZEW, that is Ben in Simpsonville, and last for the pre-net check-ins is KC4W, that is Bill in Anderson. And I guess as more people get their internet turned back on, they can do some back into the pre-net check-ins. We have a few stations on Echo Link, so Echo Link and Echo Link stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Net control, Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. Negative and negative.
K4TGH. And my name is Jonathan, and I'm in Easley. I'll be negative and negative. KQ4TGH.
Net control. Division. Please check in. Kilowatt Charlie 4, Hotel Alpha November. KC4HAN. My name is Kevin, Charlie Hotel, Alpha November, my QTH is Easley. No comments, no reaction. Thank you for calling the net. Have a good night, 7-3.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KN4RJN, that is John in Brown Summit. And I think you might have a comment you might be wanting to talk about later, so we'll get back to you in a moment. And then AA4GH, that is Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida, and by listening to the net last night, I've been pronouncing Punta Gorda wrong all this time, so glad to make that correction. And thanks for checking in, Gus. Next, we'd like to welcome KQ4TGH, that is Jonathan and Easley. Good to hear you tonight. Then we'd like to welcome KC4HAN, that is Chan and Easley. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chan, and thanks for using the Echo Link to check in with us. All right, so let's move to the RF section of the net and let's see. Tonight is Monday, all night it is, and it is Echo Through Hotel. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KV. And all of that, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray KO4HKX. That's Patrick over here in Penrose. And Duncan, I have no comment, no traffic tonight, but thank you for holding that, sir.
KV. Duncan, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. Be negative negative tonight, Duncan. Thanks for being here.
JKV. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson. Hey, Greenville, around to Spartanburg. Negative, negative, over.
This is KO4, JKV, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4, HKX. That is one of our net controllers, Patrick and Penrose. Good to hear you tonight, Patrick. Next, we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That is Harry, not too far from me, up here in Candler. Good to hear you tonight. Then we'd like to welcome KO4GUN. That is Nelson Mobile down there between Greenville, headed to Spartanburg. Thanks for checking in tonight, Nelson. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel. Call KO4JKV or Net Control. I think that's it for Echo Through Hotel, so let's move on to India Through Lima. I Through L. Call KO4JKV.
JKV. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James, an opponent's mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And this is where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
JKV. Thank you so much for calling the net. I appreciate you getting us all together. I hope that you and your family are doing well. Barry and I are doing good. We have no traffic, no comments. See you at the pleasure before I leave.
And now, Whiskey 4, India, Yankee, India, Robert in Rock Hill.
4, JKV. Duncan, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That is James up on that mountain in Tuxedo. Good to hear you tonight, James. Then we'd like to welcome W4IOE. That is Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And every Sunday night at 8 p.m., Sid runs a net, and then that's on the Bear Wallow Mountain Repeater in Henderson County, North Carolina. And that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. That frequency is 146.64 with a tone of 91.5. So good to hear you tonight, Sid. Next, we'd like to welcome W4I. Thanks for checking in tonight, Robert. Then we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ, that is Larry, and he brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK, and they're down there in Greer. Always good to hear you, Larry. Hope y'all are doing well. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, call KO4JKV.
And out, KI4MRA, Kilo India 4, Mike Radio Alpha. This is Fred, I'm here in StarTex.
Duncan, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, that is KO4NNH. Name here is also Fred. I'm currently in StarTex with my dad as well. I'll be hitting it at night 73.
Would like to check in. This is Daniel from Lyman. N0FUQ, November 0, Foxtrot Uniform, Quebec, negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KI4MRA. That is Fred down there around StarTex, South Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Fred. Hope you're doing well. Then we'd like to welcome KO4NNH. That is Fred as well down there around Spartanburg. Thanks for checking in tonight, Fred. And then we'd like to welcome N0 Foxtrot Uniform Quebec. And I believe that was Dan in Edmond, but my pen ran out of ink. Can you get back to me? Did I get the name right, Dan?
Daniel, please. And I am in Lyman, just right down the road from Edmond, N0FUQ.
Got that correction there. And great signal down there, by the way. All right, let's move on. Let's one more call, M through P. Mike through Papa, call KO4JKV.
4JKV, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Mike Whiskey X-ray. I'll be negative and negative, and thank you all for everything you're doing. Have a blessed evening.
Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4PL2 Richard in Pentecost, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
Duncan, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So the first call, KO4, Mike Whiskey X-ray. I think I got you negative and negative, but I didn't catch a name or location. If you'd come back to me real quick, fast.
Got that. The name's Corey, and I'm in Greer. And that's Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey X-ray.
Yeah, great signal down there, and thanks for checking in. Next, that's Corey and Greer, KO4MWX. Next, we'd like to welcome KC4PLT. That is Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia, making a nice trip all the way from Georgia. Next, we'd like to welcome KK4ONO. That is Lorena, and she brings along her husband, Rick. KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And they'd also like to check in their daughter, Michelle, via telephone. Michelle's call sign is Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. And Michelle's in West Shoals. Let's see. Any other stations? Mike through Papa. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control. Sounds like it's time to move down the alphabet to Quebec through Tango. Q through T. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now.
KO4JKV. Duncan, nice signal down here this evening. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KO4JKV. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Back Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Oh, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
JKB. Again, Kilo India 4, Tango Hotel Victor, KI4THV. Danny, Traveler's Rest, negative and negative.
This is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome N0TR, that is Tom and Greer. Great signal tonight, Tom. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG, that is Chris and Liberty. Good to hear from you tonight, Chris. Next, we'd like to welcome KI4THV, that is Danny in Traveler's Rest. Good to hear you tonight, Danny. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, call KO4JKV. Ahead and move on to the bottom of the alphabet, or top, whichever way you look at it. But that is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control. Look like there's anybody in the Uniform through Zulu group, but so we'll move on to the top of the alphabet. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters A through D, And you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
Duncan, thanks for calling the net. Please check in K4, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little brother. We're home and asleep, no traffic, no view tonight. Good to meet you and all on the net.
K4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KI4DOS. That is Gary, one of our net controllers, and runner of the swap net every Wednesday night. If anybody's interested in buying or selling ham radio gear, every Wednesday at 9 after the net is time to check that out. And Gary brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. They're down there in Easley. And let's see, yeah, there's a little bit of choppiness on your signal, Gary, but I think someone was trying to double with you. So let's see if we can get that station. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, call KO4JKV. Let's open it up to the big group that is all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now.
JKV.
Please check in November 4 Victor Uniform Tango. This is Jamie over here in Tigerville. And I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name is David. I'm in Taylor's and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome N4VUT, that is Jamie in Tigerville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jamie. Next, we'd like to welcome WB4ZPH, that is David, down there in Taylor's. Good to hear you tonight, David. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for checking in, all stations wishing to secure may do so now. We will now begin the RagChu portion of the net with periodic stops for additional check-ins. And who we have on the stump tonight is KN4RJN, that is John N. Brown Summit. How you doing tonight, John? Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is KN4RJN. I'm doing well, Duncan. How about you? You you doing all right? What are you up to?
Well, ever since the storm came through, it's just a series of going here, waiting in line for that, and, you know, fill the water from the creek to flush the toilet and all that stuff. We've had electricity for most of it, but no water and then no internet till just today. So that's a good thing. I'm going to watch some YouTube when I get off of here. But just helping neighbors, loaned a generator to somebody, so I'd have to go every day and help her, you know, refill propane bottles. It's just a bunch of different things, not on my normal routine, but I see the light at the end of the tunnel. How about you? KN4RJN, KO4JKV.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, well, we're over in eastern North Carolina, so the storm didn't do near what it did to the western side. We got some rain and some wind out of the deal, but actually never lost power and or water or anything else. There was some little local flooding and some streams and whatnot in low-lying areas, but nothing like what hit the west. So we've been. My wife's got about 6,000 blankets that we have accumulated over the years, and she gathered a bunch of those up and took them over to a lady that was headed up that way with blankets. And now she's going through coat closets looking for old coats that she doesn't wear anymore or don't fit her anymore or whatever, and going to pack up all those up and send them up that way, and made some monetary contributions. So we're doing what we can from afar, but... Yeah, it's I'm not capable of going out there and moving trash, looking for dead bodies or live bodies for that matter, or, you know, cutting trees or any of that kind of stuff. And I can't do that anymore. But you know, we're doing what we can from where we're at. So in any event, back to you, sir.
KN4RJN, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, that's understood, and yeah, hats off for getting those blankets up here. I sure know that when the temperatures start to drop, there's some people that don't have anything. I have, just over the days, I have, you know, witnessed and heard about all kinds of stuff that I don't even tell my sisters or moms. I don't want to freak them out. Maybe I'll put it in a book sometime. But it is definitely a shocking experience. I'm definitely lucked out. But I think as the now that I'm getting settled, once the colder temperatures come in, I'll see what I can do to help people that are still, you know, isolated as the temperature starts dropping. But yeah, that's it on my end. But I heard you talking earlier about something in the sky with a really, really long tail. So what's that all about?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, there's a comet that has a very long name that I can't pronounce, and it will be visible in the western skies shortly after sunset, maybe 30, 45 minutes after sunset. I just looked at it again tonight. We looked at it last night, and I actually got the scope on it and saw it tonight. It was actually a little bit clearer tonight, and 30, 45 minutes after sunset, looked to the west, and look left of where the sun is actually setting, and or actually set, and to the right of Venus. Venus is that bright star over a little bit south of west there, and somewhere in that area, fairly low in the sky, relatively speaking, maybe 25, 30 degrees, I'm guessing. There is a comet. And again, it has a very long name that I'm not even going to try to pronounce, but it's the last of it is Atlas, but yeah, it has a very, very long tail. It's a great comet, meaning it's fairly good size and is visible on clear nights. It is visible with the naked eye. If you put a pair of binoculars on it, you can really see it. And yeah, it's got a long, long tail. I was looking at it tonight with binoculars, and the sky was a little bit clearer. And it is very long tail. I couldn't believe how long you can follow that tail. But anyway. It's going to be visible for most of the rest of October. It's going to disappear somewhere around Halloween or maybe the week before. And if you miss it, you only have to wait about 80,000 years for it to come back. So if you want to see it, you might want to do that. Let me tell you what else is happening in the skies here. Let me shoot over here to radio blackout. Solar activity, we got about a 55% chance over the next 3 days of mild to moderate radio blackout, and a 25% chance of something greater than that. And it's probably going to be noisy for the rest of the week and possibly into next week. So that's that's what it is. It's the sun's kicking up its heels, and I know that's making it a little bit more difficult for the people trying to communicate up there in western North Carolina and help with relief efforts. But, you know, that's... not a whole lot we can do about that. Just going to have to grin and bear it. It's going to be noisy for a while. As far as meteor showers coming up, the Orionids come in October and will max out on October 21st. Zenith hourly rate of about 20. They are bright and they are fast. Unfortunately, the moon's going to be in the constellation Taurus, which is right next to Orion. Orion being the apparent radiant from where they come from. And these are remnants of Halley's Comet when we run into debris of that. Happens every year. It's usually a pretty good show. The moon's going to be a little bit of an issue. So if you go out mid to late evening on the 20th, while both the moon and the radiant are still below the horizon, you might be able to catch a few there. Otherwise, take your chances in the early hours of the 21st and go out and see what you can see. And the repeater just got me. This is KN4RJN. That's what I get for being long-winded. The repeater got me. Go out mid to late evening on the 20th or catch it in the early hours of the 21st, and you may be able to catch something with in the western part of North Carolina where the power's still out. You ought to have really, really dark skies, but I'm suggest, or I would surmise that you've got other things to do besides look for comets and meteors. But yeah, you guys take care out there. From what I understand, all the trees down there ought to be plenty of firewood if you got enough chainsaws to chop it up. But we're doing what we can from here, and I feel and pray for all you guys out there in the West, because you took a hit. Anyway, back to you, Duncan.
JN, this is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I do have a quick comment on the comment, but before I get into that, let me check real fast if there's any other check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KO4JKV.
JKV. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 2B determined. That's KQ4TBD. Miss Angela, we're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you in the 101 net.
The 4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome K4XB. That is Tommy, and he brings along Angela, KQ4TBD. Now, they're down there in Southern Greenville County. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Tommy. And I'm right now at a rack 2 with KN4RJN. That is John and Brown Summit. And John, since you're still there, I've looked up the pronunciation of that comet, and to best of my abilities, I think it's pronounced Suchinshan Atlas. Suchinshan. But I could be way off. But anyway, I did pick up just a real cheap vintage spotting scope for like at a range. But I might use that to try to see that. But my question was, once you begin to see the comet after sunset, how long is it visible? Is it all night? Over.
This is KN4RJN. From what I watched last night, it'll set pretty quickly after the sun. So when you spot it, it'll be fairly low in the horizon, and it'll be down within an hour of that, or hour or so. And I just looked up the name, and I thought, okay, yeah. Suchinshan is probably close, except it's got a T in front of it, and I'm not sure how exactly you put that in there, but yeah. It's actually C/2023AG TSUCHINSHAN-Atlas is the name of that comet. So, I'd call it the comet. But anyway, Space Weather Woman was talking about it the other day, and she just called it AGT-Atlas because she couldn't pronounce it either. So I was like, okay, I don't feel so stupid now. But, it'll set pretty quickly. So go out, just right after sunset. And, there's a little bit of glow there in the sky after the sun goes down. You have to kind of wait for that glow to dissipate. And then you ought to be able to see it. If you got a spotter scope, even a rifle scope would help, but a good set of binoculars or even a mediocre set of binoculars. You ought to be able to spot it if you got clear skies. Back to you, sir.
KN4RJN, this is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, that is the excellent info I need to know. I need to be there to give it a shot. But yeah, that would be probably the only other comet I've ever seen. I did go up on the parkway years ago to catch Hale-Bopp, and that's right around when I first moved to this area from Texas. And so, yep, I will check that out. And thanks for the heads up on that meteor shower. And it's also good to hear you. I haven't heard you in a while, and now we got you back, so that's awesome. But I'll just go back to you and see if you have anything else you'd like to add.
This is KN4RJN. I had not seen one with a tail like that before. I saw one several years ago, and the angle that it was to the Earth, it was actually coming at us, and you couldn't actually see the tail while it was visible in our night sky. It was just a fuzzy dot in the sky. But this one had an incredible tail on it, and I have never seen one with a tail that long before. So it's pretty unique. And like I said, if you don't catch it this time around, just wait 80,000 years and it'll be back. It's got a long orbit coming back. So it's pretty neat. So get out there with your kids or your grandkids or your aunts and uncles, cousins, whatever. Get every all your family members out there. I had several people over to spot it last night, and when I finally got it in the scope, it was something to behold. So anyway, that's all I got, sir. I'll say 73s and back on out of here. You have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
Well, that sounds good, John. I will definitely check that out, and that's something I can get. Not too late at night, and I have a good view of that part of the sky. So 73 to you, John, and we'll see you next time. We'll break with KN4RJN, and this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We are still taking check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now.
And KG4PFI, that's Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India. The name's Don. Check in my wife Linda. Kilo Golf 4 Quebec, Lima, Quebec. KG4QLQ. We're in Piedmont. We'll just be in and out. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
This is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot India. That is Don. He brings along his wife, Linda. Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. They're down there in Piedmont. Thanks for taking the time to check in with us. And I hope y'all are doing well. Any other stations that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call Net Control. Anybody for comments or check-ins? If so, call KO4JKV or Net Control. Well, thanks for everybody checking in. And tomorrow night, your Net Controller will be Ariel. His call sign is NY4G. And he'd love it if you check in with him, as we're here every night at 9 p.m. And always looking for new check-ins. As long as you're licensed, any level of license, we'd love to have you. Let's see. Stand by for my net report. KO4JKV now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. Good evening, everybody, and 7-3.
Guys, this is KO4NNH. 4NNH clear.
KO4NNH, KC4HAN. Hello, Fred. Haven't heard you in a while.
4NNH. Yeah, my friend, I got a new traveling job. I'm actually home for about 2 weeks right now. Just playing with the radio.
Well, that's good. Well, where's your job taking you at? I don't think I've talked to you since 2021, I think. Tell me more about your job. I'd love to hear it.
My job is I'm basically a traveling engineer now. So I travel to all around the states. I've been to Mexico as well. Here as of late, I've been traveling to Rochester, New York for a project that they got me on. Pretty much went from being a maintenance tech of automotive manufacturing places, and I went to being a automation engineer with a company that actually makes the machines. KO4NH for ID.
Very nice, very nice. I bet that being an engineer is paying off in a lot of ways. You tell everybody what to do, they don't tell you what to do. Oh, I would love that. That'd just be a lot of school, though. I ain't got the money for the college.
Job I really enjoy is just, I came back now. I was supposed to come back down in the south the day the hurricane hit the hardest, and they canceled my flights to come home. I ended up coming home about not this last week, but the one before, and I was pretty shocked by the devastation.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty bad. Western North Carolina got it worse than we did. As a person that works up close and personal with the linemen doing traffic control, it got pretty bad here, too. We spent about 2 weeks working on the infrastructure down here just to get everybody's power turned back on.
Get the man on the mountain. Yeah, man, I just, I was kind of shocked. I actually drove to visit my grandparents in Fayetteville, North Carolina, Saturday. And the way to there on Saturday and the way back today, I saw trees completely uprooted. I couldn't believe it. And then you telling me that the repeater was activated, I haven't had a chance to get on the radio lately, so I'm kind of amazed.
Yeah, I don't know if you know about it, but Chimney Rock got completely wiped out. The whole entire town flooded. They lost everything up there. I hate to see stuff like that. It's heartbreaking, you know. But no, I don't know about this repeater specifically being activated. I know, I think it's W4HTT or something like that. It's off of Mount Mitchell. I've been listening to them on broadcastivity. They've been activated for a while. I think they're doing welfare checks and providing information to local fire departments and everything. I think their communication got completely wiped out. So they're using that two-meter machine up there to run traffic and make sure people know what's going on. It just goes to show how much of a role amateur radio can play in everyday life, and people don't even realize it.
Mitchell, it's N2GE. They've been just busy, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily, and I've been assisting with some of those guys. Personally delivered 20 plus HTs today with all the stations they could possibly receive, but radios come in a big play to help those folks out in zero FUQ.
Yeah, I heard what happened to Chimney Rock and everything, and then, I was talking to several of my friends who finally got cell service while I was in Rochester. And I jokingly asked them, like, are you actually going to get your amateur radio license now? And I've got resounding yeses all across the board, because I told them about it in the past and didn't think about it before, you know, this whole big storm that came through and blew everything apart. But, I can believe that you guys have been absolutely helping them out. I was kind of curious to see how everybody's been talking to each other, relaying traffic and everything. That's really interesting what I'm hearing.
Radios and Starlink internet, those have been in big demand for communication. I've personally been in and around the Lake Lure and the city right down the road, can't think of the name. The other gentleman mentioned it, but it's wild out there, and radios played a very pivotal role, so made me happy to be an amateur.
Yeah, it makes me happy too. I hate that it took such a tragic event to, you know, get people into getting their amateur license. It's just, you know, heartbreaking. I mean, people don't realize what a value it is to have your license. You don't only have to, it's not just for communicating in emergencies, but, you know, just to make friends and talk to people and meet new people and learn new things about the hobby. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of people on occasion and about the hobby, and they tend to just look at it as something that's not really important, and then all this has happened, and I have people coming back to me as well saying, you know, Ken, you was right. Maybe I should look into getting my license. And I just tell them, I said, well, anytime you'd like to take your test after you study, just let me know. I can hook you up with the right people. But, the name of that town is Chimney Rock. That's up there by Lake Moore. My call is KC4HAN. I didn't get your call, other station. Go ahead. Well, what's your call sign? Roger, Roger. Thank you very much, sir. I've been, just a question of curiosity, is anyone allowed to help assist with communication up there? Do you have to go through like a certain chain of command to help out with the communication?
It's actually volunteers and just people doing what they feel they need to do. There are, however, groups and churches and other organizations. And the other repeater, they actually started ProjectHelene.org. Again, ProjectHelene.org. And I believe most of their gear is coming into and going out of the Avery County Airport, as that was one of the heavier hit areas. N0FUQ.
Amazing that they're doing all that, honestly. And, you know, I actually talked to several other people between airports and being on flights as much as I travel now. And matter of fact, one person who used to work with the company I work for now, they were also a fellow amateur radio operator, and they actually carried a HT everywhere they went, even into work, funnily enough. And I noticed it one day, him and I got talking. He's only tech level, but he was talking about the same thing we're talking about right now, like being ready to volunteer for everything. It's amazing how well the community is coming together on this KO4 NHID.
Calling in whatever communications that are needed without, talking with somebody that knows what's going on first before I just start doing all that. Third, KO4 NNH, go ahead, pick it up. KC4HAN in the group.
He's only a tech. I'm only a tech as well, but I've been able to help. I've been a tech for 10 years. I thought about getting my general. Probably should, but still a tech.
Being a tech, I'm not going to lie. I was a tech for about, 4 or 5 months after I got my license. My dad was a tech way longer than that before he upgraded to general. But honestly, there's nothing wrong with being a tech. I mean, you could still do a lot as a tech level. I mean, especially running CW on all the HF bands and everything.
10 meters, too. I've been playing a lot with the data modes on 10.
You mentioned that. My dad, KI4MRA, he's actually sitting here right beside me doing FT8 on HF right now on the data modes.
I'll catch him on the air one day, but most of the people are on the other side of the world.
He just told me he's on 30 meter right now. He's doing FT8 while he's trying to figure out how to program one of these Baofeng radios that we just got. But, gentlemen, let me go ahead and say 73. It's been fun chatting with you guys again. I got to take off. I got to take care of a couple things before I call it a night. This has been KO4NH 73, gentlemen. It's been a pleasure.
All right, 73, Fred. It was good talking to you as well. Hopefully, I'll catch you again before you have to leave. KC4HAN.
It was fun. N0FUQ.